This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we ask, when was the Suez Canal built? The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. In 1869, the Suez Canal was finished under Ferdinand de Lesseps' leadership. The French had wanted a shipping route from the Mediterranean to the Red Sea for a long time. A shortcut from Marseille to the Orient would give France a fine advantage over England. As early as 1800, Napoleon had surveyors looking at routes. Napoleon was told that the Red Sea was 30 feet higher than the Mediterranean. Dig a canal, his surveyors said, and the Red Sea will hemorrhage into the Mediterranean. It'll sweep away the Nile Delta. The survey was grossly in error, of course. French scientists tried to point out that sea level couldn't possibly differ by that much at two points only 80 miles apart. But the damage was done. The moment had passed. Only the idea wasn't dead. It reemerged in both England and France after Napoleon was gone. Lesseps finally dug his Suez Canal so it wandered northward from the Red Sea, following two lakes to a midpoint. Then he dug in a straight line to the Mediterranean. That southern leg of the Lesseps Canal actually followed a vastly older canal. Napoleon had been a late comer to the canal idea. In 500 BC, the Persian conqueror of Egypt, Darius, had begun a canal along that same route. He meant his canal to swing west at the midpoint and link with the Nile near Cairo. But Darius' experts, like Napoleon's, decided the Red Sea was higher than the Mediterranean, and they too thought a canal would result in disaster. So Darius didn't finish his canal, but the Ptolemies who followed Darius did finish it. By 250 BC, a substantial canal linked the Red Sea and the Mediterranean. It was 50 yards wide and it served ocean-going vessels. Cleopatra probably rode that canal in her royal barge a few years before the birth of Christ. And here the plot thickens even further, for Darius had built on the route of an earlier canal begun in 600 BC. And that canal followed the route of an even older canal that served shipping around 1500 BC. Temple carvings show the Queen of Egypt setting out for Africa on that canal. And as Egyptian history blends into myth 4,000 or so years in the past, it tells of still other canals. But the Suez Canal we remember is the one built only 140 years ago by Lesseps. The crowning irony is that the French honored Lesseps so highly for his work that they gave him the job of digging a Panama Canal. But that was another matter entirely. The Panama Canal had to penetrate jungles, cross mountains, and span great fields of mud. 20,000 workers died, and Lesseps returned to France in failure. This time, he didn't have the old Egyptians to lead him. In Panama, he undertook a problem that hadn't been solved millennia before him by some of the finest engineers the world has known. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.